Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 60, Security Certifications, SOC 2, Pen Tests, ISO 27001. Alice, we've spent 59 episodes building security controls. This episode is about proving they work to someone who doesn't trust your word for it.
That's exactly what it is. You can have the most secure platform in the world, but when a 200-lawyer firm evaluates your contract management tool, they're going to ask one question. Can you prove it? And we take security seriously is not proof. A SOC 2 Type 2 report is proof. A penetration test report is proof. An ISO 27001 certificate is proof.
Ugh. So let's start with SOC 2, since that seems to be the one everyone asks about. What is it?
SOC 2 stands for System and Organization Controls 2. It's an auditing framework developed by the AICPA, the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. It evaluates whether a service organization, that's you, the SaaS vendor, has effective controls for protecting customer data. The audit measures you against five trust services criteria: security, availability, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. Security is always included. The others are optional depending on what commitments you make to your customers.
Right, for a legal SaaS vendor, which of those five would you typically include?
Security is mandatory. Beyond that, legal SaaS vendors should almost always include confidentiality because you're handling privileged client data. And availability, because law firms need to know your platform won't go down during a filing deadline. Processing integrity and privacy are included less often, but may be relevant depending on your product.
Now, I've heard there's a Type I and a Type 2. What's the difference?
Type I says, on the day the auditor looked, our controls were properly designed. It's a snapshot. Type 2 says, for the past 6 to 12 months, an auditor watched us operate, and our controls worked consistently over that entire period. Type 2 is what enterprise clients want because it proves sustained discipline, not a one-day performance.
Yeah, so Type I is like passing the driving test, and Type 2 is like having a clean driving record for a year.
That's a good analogy, and the numbers back it up. Roughly 78% of enterprise clients now require SOC 2 Type 2 from their service providers. If you're selling to large law firms, Type 2 is the expectation. Type 1 is acceptable as a stepping stone while you build your observation period, but it's not the destination.
What about penetration testing? Where does that fit?
This is one of the most misunderstood areas. SOC 2 does not technically require a penetration test. It's not in the criteria. But SOC 2 does require that management uses ongoing and separate evaluations to assess control effectiveness. In practice, auditors routinely ask for penetration test results as evidence of that evaluation. And enterprise clients absolutely ask. So while it's not a formal requirement, it's a de facto one.
What does a good pen test look like?
A qualified external security firm tests your web application, your APIs, and your infrastructure, trying to break in using the same techniques real attackers would use. They test against the OWASP Top 10, which we covered back in Episode 3, plus business logic flaws, authentication and authorization weaknesses, and injection vulnerabilities. The test produces a findings report, each vulnerability classified by severity: critical, high, medium, low. What matters after the test is not just the report, it's what you do with it. Auditors want to see a remediation plan with timelines, retest evidence showing critical findings were fixed, and ideally a trend analysis comparing this year's results with last year's.
Right. A pen test that finds nothing is either great news or a bad test.
Exactly. Every real application has findings. The question is whether they're minor or severe, and whether you fix them promptly.
Now, ISO 27001, that's the international one. How does it compare to SOC 2?
ISO 27001 is an international standard for information security management systems, an ISCMS. Where SOC 2 asks, do your controls work? ISO 27001 asks, do you have a system for continuously identifying, assessing, and treating security risks? SOC 2 produces an attestation report. ISO 27001 produces a certification, pass or fail, valid for 3 years with annual surveillance audits. Geographically, SOC 2 dominates in North America. ISO 27001 is preferred in Europe and Asia Pacific. For illegal SaaS vendors selling internationally, having both gives you the broadest coverage.
Yeah, that sounds expensive though. What does certification actually cost?
SOC 2 typically ranges from $30,000 to over $150,000, depending on the scope and the audit firm. ISO 27001 initial certification runs $20,000 to $100,000. The hidden cost is preparation time, getting your controls documented, implemented, and evidence ready before the auditor arrives. For a small team, that preparation can take 6 to 12 months.
So when should a legal SaaS startup start thinking about this?
There's a clear maturity curve. Before you have paying clients, don't certify. Focus on building secure foundations. When you land your first few clients, consider SOC 2 Type 1 or Cyber Essentials in the UK. It signals intent and handles basic due diligence. Once you have 10 or more clients and you're targeting enterprise law firms, SOC 2 Type 2 becomes the priority. And if you're selling internationally to European or Asia Pacific firms, add ISO 27001. The critical thing is to plan 12 to 18 months ahead of when you expect to need it. If you wait until a prospect asks, you're already too late.
Right. I want to mention Cyber Essentials briefly. You brought it up. What is that?
It's a UK government-backed certification managed by the National Cybersecurity Centre. It covers 5 basic technical controls: firewalls, secure configuration, user access control, malware protection, and patch management. Cyber Essentials Plus adds external vulnerability scanning. For legal SaaS vendors targeting UK law firms, especially those handling government or public sector work, Cyber Essentials is often a minimum requirement. It's less rigorous than SOC 2 or ISO 27001, but for UK markets, it's expected alongside those certifications, not instead of them.
So the takeaway is build the security, improve the security, and time the proof to your sales pipeline.
That's exactly it. Certification is not a security measure. It's a business measure backed by security evidence. The security controls we've covered over 60 episodes are what the auditor tests. The certification is what your client's procurement team sees.
Next episode, customer trust and security reviews. How to handle the questionnaires, trust centers, and DPA negotiations that follow the certification.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.